Brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartles Hill and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. We'll talk things over with Ted Locken coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And as we talk things over with City Councilman Ted Locken, and a relatively short meeting last night, I had a relatively short school board meeting, but we'll talk with the superintendent tomorrow morning. Ted, one of the things that I know you did get done last night, an update as far as work at the Ted Locken Water Treatment Plant.
It's the water plant. Yes, Charlie, I understand. Well, like I say, it was a very short meeting, and we had one item at the end that it was pulled because we wanted to be sure of all of our numbers before that we ring it to the phone. But I think we had three items for the water plant, and I covered them all since, you know, we have a volunteer system. When bids come in and so forth, a councilman takes the reins to bring this before the full council, and I had volunteered because I have kind of a passion for the water plant. I like it very much, but I tried to bring out some things that maybe the public in general don't know about the water plant. For example, the first item that I brought up had to do with the wastewater plant. It's for a new replacement liner for our flow equalization basin that we have at the water plant. And you say, okay, you're going to put a new liner in a pond, and that's all there is to it, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, this little pond is 5 acres.
Wow.
At the wastewater plant. And you can imagine putting a liner down in that, and it holds 8 million gallons.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty sizable thing. The wastewater plant is something we don't talk much about in our community. It's an outsource. We outsource that, and the people that run that, it's just an absolutely fabulous. We just don't hear much about it because they do so well at doing it. But replacing this liner is something in a dry season. It really fills up in real, and when we have some monsoon rains, if you will, going through the system. But right now is a good time to do it. It's a $250,000 effort, so it takes funds for that, and we've approved it last night, a bid around $231,000 under our budget. So that will take
place. That's just for the liner, right?
That's just for the liner. Yeah, 5 acre liner.
Wow.
So it's a heavy plastic. It comes in rolls. They're welded in sections as they're laid down. And so I just thought it was interesting for the public to know that that's a pretty good sized little pond.
Well, as somebody who goes to a fair number of public meetings, city council included, you and a couple of other councilmen are there asking questions, and in my own mind I say, okay, Ted's asking this question not because he wants to know, it's because he wants to get this information
out
in front of the public.
That's correct.
It is important that the public understand a 5 acre liner. That this is probably not the first or second or third time it's been replaced.
That's right. It takes a long time. It works well, but it's according to our Terry Lawrenson last night, it's going to go well. We do it in the dry season when we don't have that land, but it's an overflow deal for that basin, and 8 million gallons is a pretty good size bathtub.
Now, when it comes to replacing this liner, for first glance, it would seem like we need to empty the pond first. Is that?
Well, the pond will be fairly empty because it doesn't flow. It's an overflow situation. When we have the heavy storm drainage and so forth, the capacity that pond is there to handle that flow.
Okay, we'll just find the time that it hasn't rained for a couple of weeks and get it done then.
That's right.
You mentioned, of course, this is something we outsource, and we outsource the wastewater treatment plant for a reason, right?
Well, it's just the reason is, you know, there's companies that have the expertise to do that nationwide, and it escapes me the full name of the company right now, but they've done it for years, and they've been a great community partner for us and things that they've done in the community. So it's something that just works so well, you don't hear about it all the time, and that's what we like about things like that. So it's the wastewater plant that we need so desperately, and we'll be looking in the future. You know, we do a lot of pumping from the south side where we need, and Whether or not we have another one depends on some things for treating wastewater. All there's so many things going on in technology now that we'll see, but that plant does a wonderful job for Bartlesville.
It does, and it's important that, you know, number one, that we do what it does, and probably DEQ would get after us if we don't, but the point is that it's done well and next to zero discrepancies, both on the wastewater treatment plant and on our drinking water.
Yeah, well, we unanimously approved the new liner last night.
Terry Lauritsen was in front of the council last night, kind of giving an update on the backup for the backup, which is a project that all came about after a holiday weekend storm that took down some power lines and also generator failure.
Yeah, we did that, a couple of years ago, Charlie. We had that storm. We had backup. We're not going to lose power at our beautiful water plant, but we did. We lost power, our backup generator. The hardening of which is a new concrete enclosure, if you will. There's two of them. One is around the switchgear. The other is around the generator. Those are in place right now. They are still got cleanup and painting to do on them, but if we had a storm, they're in place. The generator's in place within the hardened enclosure, and the hardened enclosure is almost double size to the needs of one backup generator. It's set up to where we can have a backup to the backup, another generator, and that will be considered. The water plant, nothing works right in Bartlesville, America, if we don't have water.
That's right.
And that was a sobering test when our water plant just can't go down because we have backup. Well, it did, and caused an inconvenience to our consumers. We had a major employer that let some of their people go for a while. Well, we take that very seriously. And this hardening, this is a project. The other is switchgear, all the switchgear. That's another hardening building. They're two separate buildings, one generator, one switchgear. That's a $1.2 million project.
Wow. And that one I know is something that we have watched, you know, as each action was taken. But Terry, if I understand the report last night, I'll say 3 weeks to a month, he expects to have things
up. Yes, but it is right now. If we had a storm tomorrow, hopefully it never happens. It is in place to protect that generator. So, but we'd have to clean up and there's some more cabling work to do on some other parts of the plant. But as far as those two items are concerned, they're in place.
And that says a lot right there.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we also have backup systems in that we have water tanks across town that will hold a few hours of water.
That's correct. And they're monitored closely for their levels and so forth. We even have them cleared down. There's a water tank down for the Walmart distribution center that we put in when we built that back in 03. So we have water tank we needed pressure down there for all their sprinkler systems. So they're all over.
Right. And the two recent additions that I can think of, that one you just mentioned, and of course the mound water tank, so to speak.
One thing I hope we don't want to spend all this on water, but I think it's important. People, you know, the water plant serves more than the city of Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And we now serve three cities. We serve Dewey, we serve Oshelada, we serve Ramona, and we have six rural water districts. We're probably serving a population in excess of 50,000 people with that water plant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have 35,000 people in Bartlesville. It's much wider than that when we bring all that into perspective.
Well, and of course, the water rates changed as of the 1st of July. I ran a little something over the weekend reminding people that your water bill will look a little different this month because it has both rates in it.
Yeah, the rate isn't for the water usage itself. It's for the capital needs that we have looking ahead. We want to be ahead of the game and have the funds to do the projects that we need down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but again, the prorated part of water usage through end of June and then the new July rate. So
you are correct, Charlie.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break and continue our time with Ted Locken. We've got some other things we want to talk about on A Community Connection in just a moment.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, Ted, spent a little bit of time with Ted Locken this morning. And Ted, not exactly a city item per se, but I know you and a group of volunteers back in about the late 90s came together and said we wanted to have an American Legion World Series. We had a couple of great events with American Legion Baseball. And while the Legion has made other arrangements for a permanent home for the World Series, baseball continues in Bartlesville.
Yes, it does, and our magnificent stadium that we have is just, I hope, where we get a lot of tournaments. Right now, we have a Sandy Koufax tournament coming up, which is a World Series, if you will, of these 14, 15-year-olds. They'll be coming right now. We haven't got final confirmation on a California team, but we will have eight teams coming from coast to coast and Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And it's going to be great starting on the 27th. And we would encourage everyone to come. One of the first night will be a host team from Bartlesville. The host city always has a host team. Bartlesville will have one. Charlie, we just encourage everybody to come out for a great baseball. If you watch these young kids play, it's amazing of the prowess and the capabilities that they have. And an exciting evening in our stadium, or a day. There'll be day and evening games, and it is wonderful. You mentioned the World Series. You know, we had 2003, 2007, and we'd like to have had more, but we didn't get the last one, but that doesn't diminish our need for people to be involved, and we have a community greatly involved. Just concluding American Legion season that was very successful. Right now, at the stadium, it is operated by our school. The school has a stadium, and I always chide them about, well, the city did a better job maintaining the field than you can. Well, Mr. Tim Bart lets me know that that's not the case.
Well, regardless, it looks great.
They're doing a great job.
And every time I start talking of the history of the stadium, some new name that I didn't know of some player that has played there, but I do know that when you start listing the famous baseball players that have had a glove and a ball in their hand at our stadium, it's a pretty long list.
Yeah. I'll speak a little bit at the 26th. There's a banquet at the community center on the 26th for all the parents and kids and coaches that are coming, and I want to remind them that this is a stadium that Mickey Mantle played in. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of the 14-year-olds won't know quite, but I think most of them will.
I think that's such a familiar name.
It's
out there in the giants of baseball, like Babe Ruth, like Stan the Man,
right.
Like if I start naming those giants, they're out there.
Yeah, well, I hope the community gets behind and embraces this tournament, because it's the third year, I believe, of the tournament. And here, and they like us, and we like them.
Now, tournaments don't run on just the administrative staff, and I don't know how many, but I know that you and Debbie Muggenberg and Charlie Bowerman and a few other people have a list of volunteers, but you never have enough.
That's right, and there's a lot going on there. In fact, there'll be people that are bringing chili and all that, but there's a certain recipe. I don't want people just to make chili, yep. But again, I just want to compliment Debbie Muggenberg for all she does for baseball in Bartlesville. It just wouldn't be the same. She brings a dynamic to bring everybody together, and that's happened since 2003. Her and Charlie Bowerman were the keys for those tournaments for American Legion. She's a springboard for this one.
Well, again, if somebody would like to volunteer, whether it's helping out taking tickets or helping out at maybe your banquet downtown next week, I assume they can call Debbie or somebody else for the tournament.
Yes, they for sure can.
Okay. Ted, other things, so what else is going around?
Well, I want to go back to water just a second. You know, it's starting to get summer and starting to get hot. And I asked Terry last night, Terry Lawrenson, are we starting to see a spike in the water usage? We're always interested in conservation. Mm-hmm. Well, Terry tells me that, the rains have kept it down, but he can start to see a slight increase. And with the announcements you just made on the weather upcoming for this week and thereafter, I see us going up. But again, people need to think of conservation always in the water. Our lakes are full, they're fine, they're in great shape. And so just want to get that message out.
It is easy when you are planning on water in the yard, particularly if you have something other than an automatic sprinkler system, to turn the faucet on and go in the house and say, I'm going to get a glass of water, and forget to go back out and turn it off.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time.
Eventually we will, but we're okay right now.
Okay, I got two things that the community can see closer to downtown. Visit that view. Oh, and Adams by the old Arnold Moore Mutual Home, you see this new public safety complex coming up. A week ago, the council was asked to come and to a kind of a ceremony. We had a ceremony where they lifted the last beam, if you will, up on the top, and we signed that beam. Every one of us signed our names to it. It was muddy. It was a kind of a dismal there, but it's a great event. And every day that changes complexion over there, what it looks like. It's going to be a beautiful addition and fit in into the architecture, if you will, of all that in there. And one other thing, the entrance to Johnstone Park. We had what we call a community grant, and we matched it half. We're going to have a beautiful new outdoor enclosure. Probably starting right about now, we're going to get the foundation laid for that, and a building will be coming in and erected. And in September, people's going to see that a beautiful building there. That's going to change the whole look-see going on down there by the stadium area.
Well, there's some recent signage down there, also courtesy of Leadership Bartlesville class. And if I get a mental image of the Roman numerals, I'll remember which one it is. But Leadership Bartlesville nonetheless.
That's correct, yeah. So things are just looking good for that. Of course, there's water lines being put in from 14th to 18th. That's about complete. Another thing that people need to be aware of, we approved a 0.4 cent sales tax increase. And we can't thank the citizens enough for that. Right now, as we said, we were going to hire new police officers, new firemen, new park employees. Interviews are underway to hire all this. The city is following through to do exactly what we told the people.
And I think that is important that the city, and I will also give credit to the schools, they make a public effort to be open, transparent, that they are spending the funds that were given to them in the way that they ask for it.
Yeah, it's enjoyable working with the school. You know, the city council, and we are trustees of the Bartlesville Education Authority, we work hand in hand with the school. It's great to be a partner with them.
Well, and I was at the report last night as far as one of the things the school board gets every meeting is kind of an update, a photo slideshow, so to speak, of the work going on at Central. And I think when there will be a community open house after school opens. I don't have the date in front of me, but it will be a Sunday afternoon after school opens that people can go in and see Central. It's going
to
be
neat. Do you think we can get Earl Sears to go see his old school?
I think there's a good chance that he will make a return appearance somewhere along the line. I think you still have a park named after him fairly close to that
thing.
They
sure do.
And the Lieutenant Governor and I seem to chide him about that every time I get to talk to Lieutenant Governor.
26 years.
Yeah. Again, you and I don't know if Mike Bailey gave you a sales tax update, but I know that the funds are coming in from that sales tax increase. We would like to continue to ask people to shop locally because that's the source of those dollars.
It's so important. Mike is continually trying to sort out what it would have been without the 0.4, and we take the 0.4. There was an increase, but if you back it out, there wasn't much of an increase in overall sales. So we encourage people, yes, please shop locally.
And the timetable, unless it has changed, I haven't heard from the BDA, so I assume sometime in the next round figures couple of months, we will probably have a little bit of dirt turned over there by Lowe's and
well, the situation there, I think I asked a question about daily.
Okay.
Poor David Wood will get tired, and Jared Batten will get tired of hearing from me. But I think thing is all on schedule. Hopefully we can get some contracts done here real fast, and the developer can turn dirt. I think September is kind of the timeline that where we're looking at to turn some dirt. That would be the first thing that would happen. You'd see the bulldozers come in and start the groundwork, and we've got our fingers crossed the developer will go through. As far as the Bartlesville Development Authority, they've been over backwards, done everything they can to make it happen. working with a developer, and now it's a developer to get all the final approvals and so forth. When you're working in a floodplain, it takes a lot of approvals.
It does, but obviously the Lowe's store, which is adjacent to where that, I mean, it works. It's just a matter of getting everything
done. Sure, I don't know the people that were. We have to wait for the bat mating season for part of it to make sure. That's unbelievable, but that's the way the government works.
It is, and those are your tax dollars at work, so to speak. But Ted, again, I know there's a list of commissions and boards that continually have openings. Tree Committee, Sanitary Sewer Improvement Oversight Committee, Ambulance Commission, and the Adams Municipal Golf Course Operating Committee. But again, if there's that's not one of the boards that you want to serve on, you can still just get your name in line.
Get your name called to the Administrative Assistant there, Elaine Baines, at 918-338-4282, and get your name on one. Like I say, it don't have to be one that's open right now. If you would like to serve on any other, there's about 26 different boards and commissions the city has, and you can get a list of those. Just call that number and find out about it. Again, I want to say that number, 918-338-4282. If you'd like to volunteer, please come forward, because we need the input. We have a lot of skilled people out there that we really depend on that are serving all these committees. And plus, it's enjoyable. It's fun.
It is.
To be a part of the city.
When is your speech to the Sandy Koufax crew?
Oh, I'm not going to make a speech. Just kind of welcome them to Bartlesville. Oh,
okay.
I wouldn't make a speech, Charlie.
Ted, thank you.
Evening of the 26th.
All right, evening of the 26th. And again, if you find yourself hearing the sound of balls and bats downtown Bartlesville, go down and enjoy some baseball action with the Sandy Koufax tournament. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News.